The 5 West Crisis Stabilization Unit is now open in Fort Smith. The facility gives local law enforcement another option when called to a situation involving someone who is going through a mental health crisis. Instead of taking that person to jail, they can get short-term treatment at the CSU instead. The facility is named after the 5 people who spearheaded securing state funding for the initiative. County Judge David Hudson, Sheriff Bill Hollenbeck, Prosecutor Dan Hsu, Circuit Judge Annie Hendricks, and Jim West, the former CEO of the Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center. They were all at yesterday's grand opening, and so was Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.
Okay, on the count of 3, Judge Hudson, if you'll cut. But when you cut, keep looking this direction so you get a good picture of everyone, okay? Smiles, 1, 2, 3. Yay!
And with that ribbon cutting, Sebastian County leaders opened the first crisis stabilization unit in Arkansas.
Well, we never intended to be the first. It was just a happy accident. Ours just fell in place.
That's Sarah Morton, the community project liaison for the Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center. The Guidance Center modified and retrofitted one of its existing buildings to build the CSU. The facility has 16 beds in 2 separate rooms for men and women. There are windows looking into the rooms, so CSU staff can keep an eye on the patients at all times.
While they're in our care, we will have eyes on them 24 hours a day.
Morton says the stabilization process begins with trained law enforcement officers.
They're the ones in the field who are going to make the decision on whether or not somebody is appropriate for this facility. So it's something like if they recognize through their training that they see someone who is experiencing a mental health crisis, then the person will be given the option. It's all voluntary treatment. They'll be given the option to come to this facility.
When a patient is brought in, Morton says nurses will make sure they're medically stable. From there, they'll be given a bed, and during their stay, they'll have individual and group therapy sessions. Morton says any patients who are brought into the CSU will be able to stay for up to 3 days.
And what we're looking for is we're creating a treatment plan for people when they get here. We're helping them with those psychological issues that are going on and determining whether they need some outpatient services when they leave us or if they need a higher level of care, which would look like an inpatient stay somewhere. And we will help them find it. We will find it for them and then get them to the right place for treatment.
Morton says the Guidance Center is also working with the county on a mental health court piece that will be incorporated into the system in the near future. That portion of the program will apply to patients who are brought into the CSU over and over again, but refuse to seek long-term treatment.
And that part is still being worked out, but it is, that point of a mental health court is what do we do with people who are chronically experiencing these episodes, these processes that require law enforcement intervention? What can we do? So that's in the works, but it hasn't happened just yet.
Ant Morton says while CSU staff have toured similar facilities in San Antonio and Tulsa and have experience working at inpatient and psychiatric hospitals, there will be things they haven't planned for.
We understand that when you're birthing something, there's going to be some figuring out as you go. On paper, it's ready to go, 100%. But day one, our first guest who comes is going to teach us a lot.
But Morton adds, the staff feels ready. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
Other than Sebastian County, this CSU will serve Crawford, Logan, Franklin, Scott, and Polk counties. The Sebastian County CSU and the units that will eventually open in Washington, Pulaski, and Craighead counties each received $1.6 million grants from the states. Washington County Sheriff Tim Hilder also attended the grand opening in Fort Smith yesterday. He says right now finding a local mental health partner and facility in Washington County is the biggest challenge. But the sheriff's office is coordinating with UAMS to see if they will be a potentially good fit for that role.